The Prodigal Project, Book 3, Numbers, by Ken Abraham and Daniel Hart. Chapter 1. Cat Early woke in the weak light of pre-dawn in Jerusalem. A momentary sense of displacement had washed over her, induced by the watery light in the room. She burrowed more deeply into the bed covers and curled into a fetal position. Ever since she was a young girl, she loved early mornings. She shared a room with her older sister, Carolyn, and always the first in the house to wake up, Cat would whisper her sibling's name. Once she heard the sounds of her sister's stirring, she'd start talking to her, and Carolyn, her voice thick with sleep, would respond. To Cat, those conversations were like lucid dreams. She'd keep her eyes closed and let her mind wander. She had developed the habit of moving a foot from side to side in a gentle rocking motion. And soon, with Carolyn's voice like a lullaby, she'd drift off again. This morning she tried the same thing, though she knew that Carolyn, dead now for nearly a year, couldn't possibly respond. She thought of a rafting trip the two of them took just after Carolyn graduated from college. They had swamped the raft purposely, tumbled over the sides into the warm but roiling water of the New River in southern West Virginia. Cat had come up spluttering, her wide grin an ineffective dam against the rushing waters. But she didn't care. The sensation was exhilarating. She had done as instructed, pointed her feet downstream, leaned her head back, and let her personal safety flotation device keep her head above water. For years after that, she and Carolyn had made a joke of the phrase, wondered what was wrong with life preserver. In the last few months, she had come to regret their jokes. Wondered if somehow they had created bad karma for themselves. The